A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately in you, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Did everybody listen to the first reading that was so beautifully proclaimed? We see that in the Old Testament, Nehemiah, the priest, read the law of God to the Jewish people for 10 minutes a day, for half an hour, for 1 hour. What did the text tell us? Don't look, cheaters. From sunrise to noon. Wow. Imagine that. The Jewish people standing and listening to the Word of God, say from 7 in the morning, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 hours. If we keep you here for more than 40 minutes, guess what? We start. We start looking around, we start getting angsty. We say, "My golf time is getting ready. Come on, priest, get with it. Or else I left the stew on the table. I got to get over there and eat it," or et cetera, et cetera. 5 hours the Jewish people were listening to the word of God. And for that reason, the word of God was touching them so deeply that they were all howling with tears. Tears of repentance. Tears of joy as the word of God spoke to their inmost being. And so it is for each of us. We need not to be afraid of the word of God. We need not to be afraid to pull out the Bible, read the Bible, and listen to what God speaks to each of us through his word. For the word of God is a living word. I remember when I was a little child, Mama had this big family Bible. You know, one of those big ones. And it had beautiful pictures in there. And as a little child, I'd love to page through the Bible and look at all those beautiful pictures. But then after 2 or 3 days, she would put it back up in the closet. I says, Mama, why don't you leave the Bible out so that I can see it more often? She says, I don't want you to get it dirty. Brothers and sisters, the Bible is to be gotten dirty. It is for our use. It is the love letter that God sends to each and every one of us. Saint John of the Cross says, the scripture is like mining for precious jewels. The more we dig, the more jewels we find, and the more jewels we find, the more we want to dig. But if we never read the Word of God, if we never spend time with the Word of God, we will never find the treasure that is within the Word of God. We might not want to start with 5 hours a day, but at least with 10 or 15 minutes a day. And if you're not familiar with the Bible, start with the New Testament, the life of Christ, the life of Jesus, so that, as St. Paul says, we need to put on that mind which was in Christ Jesus. And how can we do that? We need to read his word and learn from his word and find that treasure which is in the word. As we see, Jesus was very familiar with the scripture. He was very familiar with the scripture of his time, which is the Old Testament. And that is why when he was given the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, he was able to look and he was able to find the passage that referred to him. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to find freedom to those in captivity, and to proclaim a year of favor from the Lord. And then he rolled up the scroll and sat down, and all of the eyes looked upon him. And he says, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." My brothers and sisters, the word of God is not something that was written 2,000 years ago for those people of 2,000 years ago. The word of God is a living word, and it speaks to every person in every generation. And it speaks to you and me today. Let's not be afraid of the Word of God. Let us find the great treasure that God wants to speak to us today. And let us not only listen to the Word, but put it into action.